I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the paper, the only thing that's real.
Welcome to the Pinecast. Alongside me is Joseph. You might know him better from Twitter as Mr. I Hate Your Club.
Hello, people.
They're not lovers this week.
All the love is gone.
The love is gone. Gone with Valentine's Day is the love.
I hope you enjoyed it last week and got you some.
You
hit a dry spell this week.
Oh, it's been rough. So, Joseph.
Start with the FA Cup.
Oh, yeah. Start the weekend action.
Yeah. Remember that? Good. Eventful. Remember a few weeks back and we got through a Swansea with Jack? Yeah. Jack hit the winner.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Jack and good times.
Beautiful,
and,
right? And then, like, Spurs.
And then, and like, Liverpool went out.
All the shitty teams got knocked out.
All the, right.
Now just the marginally shit teams got knocked out this time. BS.
And then I guess we went out. So.
I don't know. Not a lot.
One shot, one goal. How many times have we done that?
Way too many. Once is too many. Once is too many for that happening.
100 times in the last 5 years.
Oh, God. Yeah, so it could have been better than that. You know, Arsenal went down 1-0 to Blackburn.
Blackburn came out and defended deep and let us have the ball and dared us to do something with it, basically.
They packed the box. We kept trying to cross in, even though that wasn't going to work for shit. There wasn't much. I mean, obviously, we dominated the match. It always looked like we were the team that was going to score.
I never really want to hear how shit Theo is at crosses anymore, because back is 20 times worse.
Back is also right fullback. I mean, he should be good at it, but I'm saying Theo should be the best crosser on the team.
He is.
He might be.
For as crap as he gets, as much shit as he does, who else is giving more assists from the wings?
Well, also, what position does he play? I mean, that's obviously.
Well, I'm just saying there's guys on both sides and, you know, not delivering the ball, but yeah. The team that went out was a good team. Was it our best team? No, but it was a good team.
It was a side that should beat Blackburn.
Yeah.
It was a side that dominated, a side that should have put away Blackburn, but, you know, we still, it comes back to the same shit sometimes the way it has before, that there was no one to really unlock that last ball, that final pass. Well, although was it Santi that assisted the chance for Gervinho at the end of the first half? I mean, fuck, man. People were actually like, we're hoping that maybe he'd do a little bit of something. He looked lively at the start. And then
it was a great ball. It was the one ball that I wish we would have seen 2 days ago.
Right.
But it was a great ball, and he ran onto it perfect. I mean, the timing of his run was great. And I don't think any of us thought he'd finish it. And no. We're all pissed that he didn't still finish, you know.
Well, I mean, it's just.
I mean, take it around
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Take it around him and walk it
out. Like, that's one thing he can do.
Right? He can walk it in.
Gervinho, you can't shoot for shit. Just dribble around him. You are fast.
Yeah.
You can dribble. You can't really kick it. You can keep it right at your feet, generally.
Right.
So just dribble around his ass and then just tap it in.
Just let him dribble it in.
Tap it in.
Use that.
Give it a little tap, tap, tappy.
Something.
Tap, tap, tap.
But it was a poor game to watch. Just really frustrating. And then to give up the goal.
And it was
because anybody else's our rebound certainly wouldn't have been.
Yeah, I know. And it was, of course, right after we made all substitutions, and you think, all right, we're turning the screw, we're going to put this away, and then they just kind of gave it away. And I mean, there was some urgency then, but it still just wasn't enough. And it's just terrible because this is the one competition we had a chance of winning. And I know it's a cup competition. You could say, yeah, you know, well, you know, obviously, as we've said before, it's a cup competition. Anything can happen. But it's like, look, we were playing Blackburn at home, and we dominated that game. And yes, we probably win that game four. I probably would say 9 times out of 10 before, but now I'll just say like 3 times out of 4, or 4 times out of 5, considering the squad that we have. But we would win that match most days. It just didn't happen. But it's just one of those things that, like, you cannot allow that to happen. It can't be. Like, I just don't care. There's no matter what, even though, like, we were just unfortunate, it's just something that you cannot allow to happen. And there just wasn't enough urgency. There wasn't, I don't know, there's lacking in so many different ways.
You know, I mean, it sucks to go out of any competition. And it sucks. I mean, we've been out of the Premiership for months. And it sucks every time we're out of a competition. It sucks every year, and it sucks anytime it happens, whether it happened now or happened in March, it would have sucked. As long as we don't win it, it always sucks. But I don't really see how you can blame the manager for the selection of who he had available.
I think the starting lineup was very reasonable. And the thing is, we're playing a team that is a mid-table championship team, and you think that any 11, especially comprised of, as Arsene Wenger clearly pointed out, 11 internationals, goes out there and plays against Blackburn, they should win. And this team should have won. And they dominated, and they just really couldn't convert it into something really tangible.
I mean, we dominate possession, just bouncing it around, you know?
Yeah, there's not enough thrust. There's a lot of tippy-tappy. Not enough getting in
we
there.
We in these situations where we have, and we're going to see it again, where a team is this weekend, we're going to see it again where a team clogs the midfield and clogs the defense and tries to stay organized and doesn't give us any passing lanes. And it takes something special, something different, a chance,
joy,
a flick.
I know.
It's
going to be the exact same situation.
Like, you know what we saw when we played West Ham, we ended up beating the shit out of them. But it was the flick that Jack did to Poldy for his goal that really got us going. It takes those types of performances those types of individual play to break down those defenses sometimes. Yeah,
a little bit of inventiveness, a little bit of imagination.
But the constant, you know, passing it back to, you know, what we saw 2 times this week, just it's not working. It doesn't work.
There's a lack of fluidity. It doesn't move quickly enough, and it's not with enough purpose, you know?
Well, certainly not enough belief.
Right. But
I mean, a belief to maybe take someone on. Jack does it.
Yeah, Jack does.
But who else did it on? Who did it against Blackburn? Nobody. We just hope to play the same way we've been playing, and we'd take the chance, and we never did.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just frustrating. It was frustrating on so many levels, and then it was the absolute worst way to go into the Bayern match. You know, like giving up all the momentum you had. We were starting to put together a decent run, a couple good results, and the big thing was like, all right, maybe we're not going to win this Champions League match, but you know, let's beat Blackburn, let's get that out of the way. And then, you know, at least, you know, it won't be the crushing blow of, like, the fact that we're out of everything when we lose in the Champions League. And then it's just like, oh, shit.
We've lost everything.
We've lost to Blackburn at home. You know, and here's the thing. Like, no one was expecting us to win the FA Cup. But so maybe we come up against, I don't know, a Chelsea or a Manchester United or someone in the next round. Right?
Right.
And so we lose a tough tie to one of those teams. And like, all right, well, shit. You know, we gave it a go, and we lost to a good team in the FA Cup. Blackburn aren't going to win shit. They're going to get fucking spanked. Who are they playing? And they got an easy draw, too. They drew a championship side.
Millwall.
They're in the championship now, right? They are, I believe. And look, and Millwall's going to beat them. Millwall's going to beat him. We're going to be like, motherfucker, we could have had Millwall. We'd be dancing our way to the semis. But
we're not getting performances out of players.
No, it's true. And that's where people are, you know, leading, you know, call it questions about motivation for players and whatnot and how that's reflective on the manager.
And it is obviously a reflection on the manager. But what the fuck is going on with the players? You can't always rely on other people to motivate you.
Yeah, I mean...
These guys aren't... I mean, especially, well, the guys that played against Blackburn weren't a bunch of kids. I mean, there were some kids.
Not really. I mean, hardly.
But
I mean, it's still...
But Rosicky, how much more motivation do you need? You can't motivate yourself now? You know?
Well, I didn't think he played poorly. He didn't play great, but he hasn't had many matches. I think he looked tidy when he came on against Bayern. But, I mean, it's just a disappointment. And then, I mean, we might as well compile it and just go into what the rest of the week before, you know. Let's just get to the rest of the Champions League results. So, I mean, it was good. There was a lot of action. I don't know if this week was as eventful in the Champions League as it was last week. You think so? A couple of big results. I mean, yeah, you're pretty happy about one of them. There's one thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess we get ours over with, right?
Well, let's...
Or do you want to go look at the others? Porto, I didn't even watch the Porto-Malaga match, did you?
You know, I didn't even see the goal. I watched the goal. I saw the goal, and I saw highlights.
Yeah, so I don't know how well or bad
they
played.
No, it was a pretty fair result. I mean, Porto were the better team. They had plenty of chances to score. Malaga played well, but, I mean, they were lucky to have a clean sheet at halftime. And so it might have flattered them a little bit. And so it was about a fair result, I would say.
Did you watch or see anything of the other, Schalke Galatasaray?
I watched some. I saw the goal. I saw a bunch of chances. I watched like extended highlights of it and kind of like fast forwarded through it and watched some moments that sucks had on the DVR. And then I did watch the Milan Barcelona match.
I finished watching that. A little while ago,
were you gloating? Were you cackling while you know, doing like an excellent like?
No, I was really trying to pay attention to the. I mean, I was while I was following it,
Mr. Burns.
I was laughing.
Oh yeah,
you know, and texting all of the Barca fans that I know.
Oh yeah,
constantly text me when we were losing.
How's HD Snob doing?
You know, I didn't even bother with him.
Oh man,
I bothered with a couple of others, but okay. I didn't bother with him. I watched the match, I was really concentrating on how Milan were playing.
Yeah.
And what they were doing to get the result. And
organized Italian display, right? I mean, that was...
They hustled their ass off. That's really... They did. They obviously had a game plan, but they also executed it well. They communicated very well. Those two older midfielders just ran the show, yelling at everybody where to be and where to go all match long.
That's what you got to do against sadly Barcelona.
You know, and then they, you know, got lucky with the, you know, deflected ball that comes to Prince and he puts it away, you know. It was a nice volleyball set.
A little fortuitous, but yeah, he put it away nicely and then... Man, and then that second goal.
Second
goal was class.
Niang on that right... Big, strong guy. And then
imagine what other teams could have signed that guy. What could have happened?
I don't know. But, and then make nice flick to, was it El Shaarawy? And then
El Shaarawy with a nice little lifts it up over the defender, puts it perfectly into the path of Mr. Suleiman Tare, the ex Pompey player.
Takes it one time and finishes it.
One time, buried. Quality finish.
It was a great goal. Yeah.
Great goal.
And it was one of their few chances, and they took them.
Yeah, and that's
and that's it's about. So getting out of there, I think that second goal was huge.
So you think it's over?
No.
Isn't that sad? That like if we had been the ones to lose 2-0, you'd be like, that's over.
That's over.
It's like, oh, they're playing Barcelona. Barcelona got to go home. Oh yeah, fuck.
I mean. As soon as the second goal even went in, I was like, I think I said, be calm and wait for a dive, right? Because there's something coming.
But at least they didn't get an away goal.
They didn't get it. Yeah. They so you score one. Goal. You can get, if you can nick one.
Yeah. One. Now we're talking. Nick, four.
Because you need four. Yeah. So
Messi can do four. And yes, can do a couple.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely they can. Yeah, but – and you know that's what they're going to try to do, the exact same thing.
Yeah, next time. But, you know, Barcelona get that early goal.
They get one and then they might get a little nervous, you know. Man.
But if Milan –
because they're a young team.
But if Milan get a goal, then it's going to be a – I want to see that. I want Barcelona to score early.
And still lose?
Well, score early, and then, like, I don't know, maybe even, like, 2-0 in the first half, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is going to be over. But then Milan score a goal, like, before halftime, or right as the second half begins. And all of a sudden, it's shit. We need two more.
Well, I mean, an early goal will certainly at least make the tie. It's an interesting tie, no matter
what.
It turned out to be a better tie than I thought it was going to be just because of the way Milan came out and played.
Certainly. Messi had a poor game. He didn't do much. So he got marked out of the game.
He got marked out of the game, and they did so well. Yeah. Did they have a shot?
Yeah.
A real shot?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Something. I think like it's Cesc getting subbed off like 60th minute or something, 60-something minute for
He was poor. He was poor, and Iniesta just couldn't. I mean, they couldn't fight through that midfield.
Yeah, no, it was all clogged up.
You know,
they were not moving fluidly.
And Xavi, you know, same thing. He looked better than Cesc, though. Cesc was silent.
Not.
He didn't back heel it to anybody, but he was silent.
Well, last time he played in that stadium, he played quite well.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So at least he, you know, performed well for us when he was there.
Yeah, he probably pulled his hamstring or something, so he probably had to go off.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? So I guess that would be the results of the round.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? I mean, because that's
the whole round.
Because that's technically the most glamorous tie. I mean, you'd say there's three glamour ties in this round, right? It's
Madrid.
Unfortunately, we're on the suffering end of one of them. But yes, the Madrid.
You include us in the glamour tie?
Yeah, kind of a glamour tie. Yeah. Bayern Munich Arsenal. I mean,
you must be taking account the stadium.
Yeah, that must be it. But yeah, so then you'd say Barcelona Milan is, you know, probably equitable with Real Madrid. Manchester United.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason it's kind of cheap in this season is because Milan haven't been that great in Serie A. If they had been leading the league right now, it would have been hyped up as one of the biggest matchups. But I don't know.
Can we buy an Italian defense?
Yeah.
An Italian coached defense? We don't really need the Italian players, but.
Geez. Well, we'll trade a couple. I don't know. We could use some Italian defenders. I always fancied Chiellini at Juve. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he probably won't. You know, Juve probably won't. You know, he'll probably stay there.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. But, you know, we can. No, we can't dream. What am I talking about? We can't dream. We're Arsenal fans. There's no room for dreamers.
That's all we have is our dreams at this point.
That's all we got. Clutching at straws, man. It's brutal. So I guess let's get to it, huh? So other than that, I'd say, well, just in terms of the other ties and in terms of how they're looking moving forward, you'd have to say the Schalke Galatasaray one's wide open in the air. You know, it's 1-1.
Yeah.
Porto not conceding any away goals puts them in a nice position after winning 1-0.
They'll probably advance unless Malaga's a good team.
Malaga could win 2-0 at home for sure. It's all still up in the air. And you'd have to say Milan versus Barcelona, even though it should be over, it certainly is not.
It's not over.
Not in the least.
The Madrid United, it's not over.
No. What about the Arsenal Bayern? It's over.
It's over. The third goal.
The fucking third goal.
Third goal is what pretty much ended it.
You always knew. So getting on to the Arsenal 1, Bayern 3 match. I had that sneaking suspicion throughout the whole beginning. We came out so strong that first 5 minutes, you know, and looked really good. And I was like, this is where we get kicked in the nuts and give up a goal.
And then we get kicked
and
in the nuts.
And
then
we get kicked in the nuts and give up a goal. And it started with Vermaelen slipping and then, like, having to backtrack after his guy. And then, you know, this cross coming in, it doesn't get handled very well. And then it falls to Kroos. And he puts one hell of – he hits it quite well. It's a good finish.
Yeah, but again – a calamity of whatever to get there. Not as bad as some of the others, but still.
No,
you know,
but it was still a compilation of errors. And
we gave up a lot. We gave up a lot of free kicks in bad places. We
somehow we didn't get punished for those. They kept doing that. And, of course, Vermont was also guilty of a few more of those.
And how many yellow cards could we get shown? At one point,
dude,
I got carded.
Let alone there were, I think there were three in the first 25 minutes or something. Or it was something crazy. It was like we had two in the first 20 minutes, and you're just like, man, like seriously, first foul committed by some of these players,
and it didn't go both ways.
Eventually, it didn't go both ways in the beginning. But I mean, a few other players got booked eventually.
In the second half, I think, but not early.
Not early.
So, yeah, we get kicked in the teeth. And then their class just showed for the rest of the half.
Yeah, I mean,
we did okay to not concede another goal.
Well, we did concede.
Oh, that's right.
This guy. Yeah, we conceded another.
Was it another 20th, 25th, 26th, something like that?
Something right around there. It was 20-something. I'm just being like, we've got a few players booked. We're already down 2-0. It's not looking good.
And they're not confident at all. And then you go down 2-0 at home in the first half against a team that's just better.
And then you're just thinking like, oh, can we get a goal before halftime, you know, make a difference? And we don't even do that. We did get the early goal in the second half, which gave some belief, even though there wasn't – I mean, the goal was nothing special, but it rewarded the run of play that we were – you know, we were dominating the opening stage.
We were getting better.
Yeah, we were getting
better.
We got better. Yeah, we got better, which is – I mean, we've been a second-half team all season. We've been a dreadful first-half team all season.
Does that mean we make adjustments in the second half and that's why we get better?
Our teams get worn down, whatever you want to say. You know, the theory used to be that they'd get tired legs from chasing around our players.
That was 7 years ago.
It used to be.
But now everybody has. Now everybody, besides Harry Redknapp teams,
they all
fitness-wise, they're all up there with us. It just doesn't happen anymore.
We don't have that advantage anymore.
Nope. That's gone.
So the goals came from Cruz, Mueller, and Mario, right? Mario Mandzukic.
Yeah.
Say it right.
Yeah, Mandzukic? I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, well, at 2-1, we have an opportunity to go 2-2.
Right when Giroud comes on.
Right when he comes on, and
Theo plays a nice cross right across the face of the goal.
It's a perfect cross right there.
Nice clean contact. Right on frame. Right down the middle.
Right into the keeper. And so, I guess there's several things with that. Is
Van Persie would have made it.
Or put it right into the keeper's hands again.
Or shanked it just the way you did that chance against Madrid, right? I mean, that's the thing. Like, you look at that and you think, like, man, Van Persie probably would have put that away. And he probably would. He probably would.
He didn't last year against Milan.
No, he didn't. It was a different chance. It's a different chance.
Right.
But he's particularly good at those like near post crosses, especially coming from Theo like that. I mean, that ball was served up on a platter. I mean, it was a nice ball from Theo.
And if Giroud's foot is tilted,
right? But what I'm saying is Van Persie goes for the corners. You know what I mean? There's a difference between, like we said, you and I were talking earlier about this, that it seems like After Giroud had so many misses, like missing the frame early in the season, it seems like his main goal is to get his shots on target, headers on target.
Because we yelled at him, put it on target, damn it.
But it seems like every time it goes right to the keeper. You know? And that's part of his confidence too, though, because if his confidence was so high, then like he'd have the audacity to be like, no, I'm just going to fucking put this, I'm going
to
bury this top shelf.
To the corner or
something. Right, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, he made good contact. He did great to get in the right position, but you know, who knows if someone else would have converted. I mean, he could have converted on another chance. It's just, you know, just didn't work out. And then we get, you know, and we had momentum and we missed that chance. And then it all comes back around and we fucking give up another goal.
It's the third goal, you know, but it's also the third goal that if we lose 2-1, we're not out of the tie. And we're not in the team's not in shambles and Wenger's not completely shit and all the bad stuff that's been going on in the last week, right? even if it's a 2-1.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as dreadful.
I mean, we were outclassed. They're a better team, but we wouldn't have been. I don't know. I just don't think the same uproar, or especially at 2-2. So are we? If Giroud finishes that chance and it finishes 3-2 or 2-2, are we shit? I'm just trying to point out the fact that maybe we're not complete shit.
Yeah, but I mean we're
are we out of this?
But
time?
I mean, are we a pale shadow of our former selves?
Well, stop comparing us to fucking the Invincibles.
No, okay. I'm not comparing.
I'm not saying you particular,
right,
but
I know. But I'm just saying.
But
that
stop bringing up old shit.
Well, everyone likes to bring up old shit because it's, you know, it's the old standard.
Was it better? Yeah, it was better to have Vieira. It was better to have all those guys.
Yeah, and I suppose the thing is, well, I mean, some of the harsh realities about some of that is that there weren't multiple other clubs within our country, you know, that would offer higher wages to players. It was between Arsenal and Manchester United, you know.
Right.
Highest wage bills, highest wages in the country. It's no coincidence that, you know, like people say, well, we're not signing the high caliber as we were before. It's like, well, look, there's other teams with more money than us, and they get the best players.
Well, right, and I saw the nice comparison of the wage bill at Bayern and the wage bill at Arsenal, which is great. But we'll just completely discount the fact that of the cost of the players that make that up. It only takes into account their salary. It doesn't take into account the transfer fee.
Right.
You know, I mean, Martinez was, what, 36 million pounds?
Yeah, shit ton of money.
Ribery was in the 20s. You know, maybe their weekly salary isn't that much. But also, as far as I know, there's still no...
Well, how low are their salaries? I mean, I don't know. I didn't see this.
I heard we're both spending about 140 million pounds a year on salary.
Okay, so...
So people are talking about how much better they're doing with their 140 compared to how shit we're doing with our 140.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. Look at the players that they bought, though. It's just not...
Well, look at the players they bought, and look who they're competing against, though, too. Well, they're spending the most in their league.
Well, there was a good... Some people were talking about the fact that, you know, Bayern just barely missed out, you know, winning the Champions League at home last season. They had a very good side last year as well. They did fall short in the Bundesliga, so, I mean, technically they didn't win anything.
Right.
But they went out and spent a lot of money, and they reinforced up and down the spine. They bought Mandzukic. they bought
Martinez, and they bought who was somebody else, the
other center back. The Kung Fu Black Dude with the pro. What's his name? Shit, we're terrible. But I mean, but they reinforced up and down the spine. You know, center right. back.
So, in addition to the players they already have,
which include like huge money buys, guys like Frank Ribery,
right?
Arjen Robben, they were able to bring off the bench,
right? Right. So they went out and spent 50 million pounds.
More
than additional.
Yeah, something like that. It's just not.
The fact all along, though, this year is this team is not done. It's not complete. It's nowhere close to being turned over. It's nowhere close. It's nowhere close to competing for the league. And if it's not good enough to compete for the league, then we're not going to be competing for the Champions League.
Right. We weren't that far from completing for the league this season.
Well, we weren't without sales. But we are.
We are.
We made two sales. We don't make those two sales. We might be talking a lot of stuff different, but right. But we did.
Shit.
But again, those are that team that he's trying to that wanted to leave or left already, and he's trying to turn over. And we still have six or seven players that need to leave.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully a few of them will make it out.
I mean, it's all at this point. It's do the best we can and look forward. That's it, because the rest of this, we're out of every competition pretty much at this point. So the only thing there is, and people can bitch and complain, but the only thing there is fourth place.
Yeah.
And if people thought we were going to win the Champions League and win the league at the beginning of the year, which I don't really think most people did, but no. You kind of get lost in the year. And you think you hope that your team can win every match, and then you find yourself 20 points behind first place.
It was Dante, the center back.
Dante.
Looked a quality player.
Looked a good player.
Damn good player.
But maybe it's just the manager's fault.
Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe it's selection errors. I don't know. Maybe it's tactics. Maybe it's his not being able to motivate people. I mean, it's not like there's no basis to that argument.
Right. You know? It's just the all that bugs me.
Right.
It's the players are, it's only on the manager. And obviously, you know.
I'm always one to blame the players first. Just because, I mean.
I'm just shared responsibility.
I mean, if there's blatant mismanagement, which.
There has been.
There's been some cases, yeah. But yes. But not overall, not for everything. And, like, the thing is, like, when you put a good enough team out there to win games and they don't do it, that's on them and their performances, man. And, like, they say, oh, well, who motivates them to perform? And it's like, they're professionals. These are playing for a top club. They should be motivated enough.
Like, they weren't playing to win the cup? Like, they don't have a – you know what I mean? They don't have a
personal stake in this? I mean, it should be hugely personal.
Right. They want to win, right? They want to win – they want to lift a trophy. That's what they all – they're all here for. They want that personal glory. But then they don't show up, and it's the manager's fault. I mean.
So how do you feel about the second leg? You feel confident?
I'm as confident as I was going into the first leg, which I think last week I told you we were not good enough to beat this team.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Well, I suppose let's not sell them short. So we have mentioned that they looked very good and they were superior. I think Bayern would be the way they've performed in the majority of the matches I've seen them play this season. They would be not just contending for a title; they would be winning the Premier League right now. I would think. I mean, you look at how strong. I mean, obviously this is just a fucking comparison, and so who knows?
I think they'd walk through it,
right? Exactly. I mean,
with the way that United City is performing,
right? And United are not that. United do not look that strong from top to bottom as Bayern did. You know, let's be honest. Bayern looked like the best team we faced. They were the best team we faced all season.
I guess, you know, that's why people think the manager is doing such a horrible job. Because you look at that United team, and obviously other than their best striker and, one of the best strikers in the world – the rest of that team, well, but I mean, there's still a lot of quality in that side. But I guess people just see he's doing so much with that team.
Does more with less is what you're saying. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, if Ferguson was managing Arsenal, City,
yeah, they
would be up by 40 points right now. Over
they should. Yeah, you would think Ferguson could get that out of him just because he's the man.
So you know.
So who's to say? But I mean, but let's give Bayern credit. They are
that's a great team.
They look like a great team.
That's a strong team
built to make a deep run.
I don't see why they don't win it.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of reasons.
There's
why
some
don't
good
win.
Teams, but based on what I've seen, that's a good team.
I think they have as good of a chance as anybody,
and I think they can. Yeah, I think another final run is there for them.
Yeah, most likely. I'm not going to say it's completely over. I mean, obviously Arsenal could score early, and they're capable of something. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
who
we could score three.
We can score three.
We can score three, absolutely.
Can we only concede one?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. Because we'd be going for four.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we'd go for four.
Well, because we need four once we give up one.
But what I mean, if we were 3-0, we'd go for four.
Well, we should go for four. Because that's the only way it's going to be.
We'd go through it 4-3. We'd go for another one.
Yes, you're right. All right. Yes, you're right. We would, and there's a small chance we would get it, and there's a much larger chance that we concede. So, go figure. So, yeah, it's kind of sad having our dreams crushed this early in the season.
But Our dreams have been crushed this early in the season for years.
I know, but you're just tired of it happening.
Oh, I'm tired of it.
I just wanted to make it to March with the FA Cup. That's all I was asking.
Yeah.
You know?
I never count on the FA Cup. It's so hard. It's difficult to win. It's actually difficult.
You could say that, yes, but we did not have a hard road this season so far.
This was one of the easier roads we had, right?
Fucking cake. And this is not like there's no.
So is it that we're not focused on it? Because maybe the manager isn't focusing on it.
No, I'm sure he was focused on it. But I mean, even as a player, you cannot have a Champions League match midweek coming up against Bayern Munich and not have not one overlook. Eye on that when yeah. when you're going to face championship side Blackburn. It's just going to happen. But it's no excuse. It's no excuse for the result. But it seems like it's one of those things. It just is. I don't know. So I mean, it comes down to we've been talking about a few things about the club and the direction it takes. And we've spoken before at length about how we feel. I don't know. I guess what Stan Kroenke is doing, and just it doesn't seem as though he's here to stack chips, you know. He's here to run the club as a business and make money.
He employs people to run the club. Yes. He employs to run each one of his sports franchises. He employs people to run those clubs to make him money, and that's what he does.
And that is what it is.
And I don't know. I assume he sees a little bit more growth possibility before he wants to leave and take his money and run.
I mean, that seems
Cause,
what he's doing, right?
Because I can't, I don't see. He's capitalized on a ton of growth already.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't see that rapid growth beyond that again. You know, I don't see it doubling again.
No.
It's doubled in value already. I don't see that value doubling again. So at some point, because he doesn't enjoy the team, he's not enjoying our matches.
He was there Tuesday.
Because there's a board meeting, right?
Oh, was there?
I think there's a board
meeting. I thought
or is there a board him. Meeting because he's coming? I don't know. I don't know which comes first.
A little bit of both, right. Okay.
So at some point I see him cutting ties and taking his money and running.
Which I suppose for a lot of us is kind of something that might be welcomed.
I think it's welcomed. If he doesn't want to win.
Right.
Which he hasn't proven that he does.
No, he hasn't proven.
I mean,
and he hasn't really proven with any of his teams either. I mean,
no,
he's won titles, fortunately, with the Rapids a couple of years ago. And
I don't know if he had the Avalanche or something.
Yeah, but he used to have the Avalanche. And so they've won. But those are different sports models, too, you know.
Well, like, yeah, they're easier sports models.
Especially where you don't have to, like, you know, compete.
You don't have to compete with your own money.
What, right. Well, but like in terms of like salary cap, you know, like there's a lot of difference with the American sports in the sense of like, you know, there's more of a level playing field for a lot of them.
Well, you figure at some point it'll be your turn. You know, especially like NFL,
yeah.
At some point you're crap enough and the next year you get a favorable schedule and some draft picks. And you capitalize, and then you lose all your players.
Unless you're one of all those doomed franchises like the Browns and people like that just consistently fuck it up. And just
when you're named after shit, what do you expect?
Right. Well, go figure. Go figure. But so, I mean, this is something that we've talked about before between you and I, just, you know, both being from L.A. and being Lakers fans. You know, this week we had the unfortunate passing of Dr. Jerry Buss, who – you know, most people would regard as one of the greatest, like
the greatest owner in sports in the last 30 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you put Steinbrenner up there because he did similar, whatever it took.
But those are the two American franchises that have just taken over the world in a sense of become global brands and done so much to advance themselves in that way.
Well, Jerry Buss did more for not just NBA, but sports in America.
Absolutely.
You know, entertainment.
Absolutely.
To become entertainment
value. But, you know, requiring, I mean, you know, I was watching his memorial today and they were talking about how, you know, that he said one thing when he came to town is that he wanted to win, and he wanted to look good while he did it. He wanted to bring entertainment. He wanted to make it like, you know, like Broadway, like, you know, just he wanted to bring the entertainment value along with everything else, you know, and he was willing to do anything it took to win.
Every year he did whatever it took.
Every year, you know, whatever money he could spend, he spent it, you know. He paid to get the best. He accepted nothing less than the best. He set a standard and a precedent that, you know, second isn't good enough.
Right.
And that's the kind of mentality that led to 10 championships in, you know, in 30 years.
Right.
You know,
and what else can you ask for as a season ticket holder, as a fan, as a person who can only go to an occasional game, you know, right. What more can you ask for that your owner makes money?
Yeah.
And at the same time gives you the best he can do.
Right.
There's nothing more you can ask. Every season. Every season.
Does everything it can. You know, I mean, we're obviously seeing it doesn't always work out. There was the year, I think it was 2004 or 2003, whenever it was, when the Lakers brought in
Malone
and Gary Payton. You know, and they tried to bring in the superstars to make it work to win a title, and it didn't work. You know, and then you know, this year doesn't seem to be working out too well with Dwight Howard as of yet.
Right.
But before the season, everyone looked at that like, hey, we're going back to the finals.
You
right?
got a shot.
I mean, exactly. You go out and you buy the best players on the market, right? I mean, they basically
the
equivalent of buying a Van Persie. Like, oh, who's the best young big? All right, let's get him.
Right.
We got him. Then we'll get the best old point guard, and we'll put him together with Kobe.
Right.
And, yeah, it all works on paper. Obviously, the game isn't played on paper, so it doesn't always work out.
NBA 2K13 might work really well.
So, yeah, I bet they're beasts at NBA 2K13. But, you know, we look at that, and it's just – you look at that model of ownership and just what that does and how fortunate we are to have that, you know, in terms of having a team that's been owned and operated in that fashion. And I just can't help but just wish that just some of that would rub off on Stan.
Right. But then you have – I guess that's what City is. That's what Chelsea is. They spend whatever it takes to win. And I don't necessarily – because I guess at some point, I mean, Duke's – I don't know that – either those clubs will be owned by those people in 10 years, but maybe they will.
Maybe.
Maybe they find, you know, they're enjoying it, they, you know.
Right.
Not that we'll be owned by the same person in 10 years either. So you just like your owner to step up. But
I mean, they don't have to. I mean, the thing is that none of us feel that it would take a City-style spending spree or Chelsea-style spending spree to compete with the big boys. There could be, you know, there are levels.
I think almost all of us, almost, because it's always almost, would be happy with progression.
Right.
Right? And we're just not. It's obvious that it's just regressed. We're, you know, like you see the Milan team. That Milan team was completely, I mean, they lost how many superstars?
They were gutted at the beginning of the season.
Right.
They had been gutted.
Right.
They lost their two best players.
Right.
They lost their two best players.
Yeah, absolutely. And replaced them with younger players from all over the place.
Yeah.
And you can see, not just with this result, but over the course of their season, they're building. They're not there yet.
They're coming together.
They're not going to beat Juve this year.
No, they're
but maybe with a couple more pieces, they'll progress.
Next year, they'll make a run at – I'm not saying they're going to win the
– We're not progressing.
Thing, but, you know, no, not at the moment.
And I guess you can put that on the manager because he hasn't bought the players that we need. But if it's my team – right, if it's Stan's team and Stan says you need to go spend some money and get more players, the manager does it or he doesn't. So, I guess we should.
There are a lot of questions people asking whether if they had one choice to sack the manager, or sack the board. I am hearing from most people they say they'd rather sack the board.
Well, my point is, do you trust sack the manager? Go ahead. Do you trust Stan and Ivan to choose the next manager? No. Who does? No, nobody does.
No.
Based on footballing knowledge, nobody does.
No.
You can ask Sir Chips. I don't know.
Shitty thing is that this is never the way it should have gone down to be the end of Arsene's reign. You know, because I'm sure the sure the pretty plan in place is that he picks his successor and moves up, you know, and this and that. And it's just like, is it really going to end that way? I mean, yeah, if everything was peachy and we were doing well, then, you know, if things were rosy.
Everything's rosy if we win.
Right.
That's it. We win against Villa. We beat Spurs.
Right.
Things
right.
are rosier.
Right, but like you said, we're always one loss from meltdown.
We're one
and every loss,
and right now we have
two losses
in cup competitions. Where,
yeah, no, it was painful. I remember my Saturday was ruined because it's like fuck.
I mean, I listened to the match on Tuesday because I didn't watch it. I listened to the match on the player, and obviously followed everybody's thoughts. And then I went home, and it was very painful to try and then watch it.
Yeah.
Without fast-forwarding, without, fuck it,
oh, it's tough.
Deleting it. I mean, I watched the whole thing. And
I rewatched it that day, too, and I was just like, what am I doing to myself?
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's the visualizing and actual proof that we're not good enough.
Yeah. I'm stabbing my notepad.
But, you know, my choice is Wenger taking all the criticism? Because he is. He's taking all of it. There's nobody else taking the criticism.
He always wears it.
The players aren't taking it. No one's giving it to the players. I don't see anybody giving it to the players, really.
We should. I was saying before the match that I really felt Podolski needed to step up in this match, and I really don't think he did. I mean, granted, not many of the players covered themselves in glory in this match, but I'm tired of it with some of these guys. I mean, I know Podolski scored in some big games for us, but there really haven't been that many big games he's played in, really. You know, and this is a chance. Just like it's a chance for Giroud to put that chance away. You know, that like he's got to score one of these if he really wants to do something with us. And I just see Podolski going.
I see Santi.
He goes anonymous.
Too.
Yeah, both.
Santi
yeah,
was
Santi.
Where the fuck was he?
Scurrying around like a little squirrel.
We know the guy in the middle was working his ass off. Jack was, you know, working his butt off, which he always does.
Yeah. And Rambo was working his ass off too. I mean,
Theo was just stuck up front by himself.
But yeah, he's stuck up front. But I mean, he still could have done more. I mean, like, yeah, he's
the ball's
got
to get to him somewhere, right?
Yeah, but you look at his movement off the ball and some of the runs he made. He's not a fucking center forward.
No, he's not.
And so it's just like I don't. A lot of people liked the lineup before the match. I would have started Giroud, but I think you got to live and die with it though. If you really liked it then, because we see people who flip flop on this who.
Change their opinion as long as it's like anti-Wenger
at
the end of the day.
I mean, you know, if they love the lineup beforehand and then they come out afterwards and say Wenger got all the tactics wrong, you're like, well, really? I mean, you love the lineup before.
Right, you love the lineup, but then you hate the formation.
Well, the formation? Really? Because the formation's been different at all in any game this season?
Ever?
You know? I can think of like a couple League Cup matches like last season we played 4-4-2, and that's it. When fucking Park Ji-young got a match. It was like Park Ji-young and Arshavin, you know.
Blast from the past.
But, like, that's it.
But Wenger's taking all the criticism. Is he taking it all? Is he taking all of this because, well, I know he's taking it for the players because he needs them for another 3 months. He needs them.
Yeah.
He needs them to perform. He can't come out and completely slate them. Now, he can criticize in general, and he does in general. He's not going to pick out specific players. He's not going to say these players aren't good enough. He needs them to perform Saturday.
Yeah. Well, he dropped Gervinho from the squad. I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, I guess after his miss on Saturday, and what do you expect he's going to do in this match? But he was dropped from the squad. I'm just wondering if that might have been it. To where he's just not going to be, you know, maybe a garbage time substitute. You know, he's going to be the next Arshavin in that sense, you know.
It's possible.
Very possible. I might try to offload him in the summer, but then who's going to buy him? You know? He might have more suitors. He's still pretty young.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
But is he taking all of this and he's taking all the criticism and he'll take it all because he's protecting? I mean,
he's always protecting. He's always protecting the players.
He's protecting the board. He's also protects, you know, he's I don't know.
He protects everyone but himself.
Right. That's got to be wearing.
Oh, for sure.
Why the fuck does he want to keep doing it? That's my point. Why would you keep doing it? At the end of the season, would you keep doing it?
No wonder he was so insulted by that extension remark, right?
Right. I mean, but would you? If there's another job was offered, would you take it?
Yeah, because you know.
You can't blame him,
because you know the Real Madrid job's been sitting there waiting for him, and you know the fucking PSG job's waiting for him.
So why isn't he?
Because he's a loyal man.
Not just about being loyal. He's loyal because he's loyal to the club, not just to the owner. You know,
yeah,
it's
to the club.
He loves this club.
Yes.
And maybe he doesn't want to see what they're going to do next. Who they're, you know, what goes on next. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't blame him for leaving this summer. I wouldn't have blamed him last summer, though, either.
Right. Well, what, he's got one more year in his deal?
He's got one more year. He'll see it out. And they'll allow him to see it out.
And next season we'll be getting the fucking people will be doing the chants and the marches for Wenger out 5 matches in or what? I mean, because
it started pretty early this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you think is going to happen next year?
Well, you just hope that we have a better summer, right? I mean, we have the same hope. Will it finally come? I don't know. We're all at the end of our rope on waiting for the next summer. This is the last summer. His last summer.
That's tough. It's tough to say, man. It just doesn't look good. I don't know. We have... So, moving forward...
But I'm happy.
Yeah?
I mean...
What the fuck are you happy about?
I'm just saying, you know, if... We gotta... Everybody's gotta find some enjoyment again.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched the matches, and it sucks when we lose, and I hate it, and my stomach was upset all Tuesday.
Yeah.
Before the match and after the match. Even though I said that I didn't think we would win, I still hoped we would.
Of course.
You know? But if we're not enjoying it, and all you do is complain...
Well, some people like to be miserable, as we've learned. You know?
There's a lot of there's more miserable people every week.
Yeah.
It's like they forgot why we watch.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is about the match. It's also about, you know, if you get to go to the pub, it's about being there.
Yeah, totally.
If you get to go to the match, it's about being there, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
And granted, going to a match is much better when they win.
Obviously.
Yeah. Without a doubt. But, yeah, I mean, we watch this because we enjoy it, you know, and because it's something that we're passionate about. But, I mean, it is a game. And there's no reason to let it make you miserable all the time. I mean, it did ruin a bit of my Saturday, but I still went and had a good day on Saturday. Like, I forced it out of my mind, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do things. I'm going to block this out of my mind. It definitely didn't evade me completely, but you got to be able to differentiate these things. You can't let the shit ruin everything.
And you can't, I don't know, to spew such anger at a man who's, I don't know, given 16 years of his life seems a bit much.
Misplaced aggression, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Go jerk off and then see if you want to do it.
Right.
Go flog your dolphin and then come back and see if you want to say it.
Exactly. That's always a good policy.
So, next time we lose, it's going to happen. So, the next time we lose. Not this weekend.
Villa?
Not this weekend.
Okay.
But...
bold prediction.
Go get yourself off and then come back to Twitter.
Not a bad idea.
It's a new rule.
Yeah. Or find someone to take care of that for you. Do whatever. I know, for a lot of them.
Look at some of the people.
I know. They only have one free hand. It's terrible. Just give yourself a stranger or something, you know? Something.
Dude, if you can't. Can't be with the one you love. Love the one you're with, even if that's yourself.
Yeah.
So Villa at the weekend.
So Villa. Home against Villa. It should bounce back. It's probably not going to be... I don't know. I think we're going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as dominating as we would like. 2-1 Arsenal over Villa.
7-1.
Seven.
Seven.
Fuck you.
7-1.
7-1. Okay. All right. You heard it here first, folks. Arsenal to beat Villa 7-1. Giroud and Theo Coquelin. Patrick's. Coquelin.
Montreal.
The
with a right.
Oh, no. The Montreal-cock combination.
Right. Real cock combination.
Real cock for the win.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I assume all the...
7-1.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to play good football this weekend.
Great. I'm glad we have the free preview of Fox Soccer Plus right now, so that means my ass can...
You can watch it?
On the couch. Not that I don't want to go to the pub, but, you know, it's just like... Sometimes...
Normal time match?
7 a.m., yeah. 7 a.m. kickoff. God, why'd you take the fucking great... Best goddamn name. Yeah, 7 a.m. here on the West Coast. Not bad. Not terrible. I mean, compared to our 4:45s and 5:30s, but I don't know. I expect to see a fight back from them. I expect to see a good result. I mean, I'm not predicting a blowout like you are. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see us put 4 or 5 past them, or even 7. Even 7. I'd take it. But whether or not we'll actually see that is a whole other story.
It's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
I'm with you. I'll get on board. Anything else big happening?
In football?
Football?
Or...
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I mean, it was Champions League. It was a good week to see Champions League.
Yeah.
It was some Thursday action.
Spurs Day action?
Spurs Day action.
Oh, they progressed today, though.
They
right?
progressed.
They scored last minute. Dembele put them through.
Yeah.
So now they get Inter. I think Gareth Bale's devastated that Mike Owen left to go to City. So, I don't know if he's going to have luck. Although, fuck, I think Palito plays in... Oh, no. Bale plays on the left.
He's playing down the middle.
He's in the middle now, mostly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
That's where Villas-Boas has been playing him.
No, really? I try not to watch them.
I try to watch everything.
Yeah. I just can't be arsed.
I mean, I didn't watch their match today, just in general. In the Premier League, he's been keeping him central.
But
allowing to...
But on. Liverpool bounced out today.
Good times. I heard there was a Suarez amazing goal, and then he stomped on somebody.
Oh, I missed the stomp.
Yeah, I heard he...
I saw he stomped on someone. Of the goal, which was fantastic.
It was right after someone said... I think it was Gunnar Blog said, I can't stand, you know... Suarez, but we could really use a striker like that, which is something I think we've said for a long time.
Everyone says. I mean,
that's the kind of striker we need this summer.
You need a nasty striker, and he is the kind of striker we need. I'd take his compatriot. I'd take Cavani. Just won't happen.
Yeah,
it just won't happen.
Yeah, there's other strikers out there though.
Not many
that can create their own shot.
Some
maybe go past a player.
Yes, there are.
Put some people under some pressure.
Joel Campbell will be back soon.
Sweet.
Oh, joy. He'll get a work permit, don't worry.
Yeah.
He will.
He'll be good in about 6 years.
Yeah, and then the season before he leaves for City. Right.
We're not going to be using oil by then. They'll have no money.
Oh, shit. Right. The owner of the clean alternative fuel. Something like that. Well... Liverpool out, Chelsea barely scraped their way through, Arsenal got...
I want Spurs to go out this next round, though.
So do I hope Inter takes care of that.
I don't want them getting close to a final, because I think Villas-Boas is a good manager, so...
Yeah, I think he's a much better manager than Harry Redknapp.
It's and that's light
making,
years.
Making all the difference.
It's light season. Years difference.
Yeah.
But we're still in reach.
Yeah,
still right there.
They're still Spurs. We face them. We can send their season spinning.
It's a big week.
Yeah,
it's the next few matches is Villa, big. Which we need to get us going, and then Spurs away, Everton is away. I think away or home, can't remember.
I think,
and then Swansea.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's big.
It's like,
no doubt.
You know, it's time. Everton's at home.
It's time to
Everton's at home, but Swansea's away.
But still, it's time to grasp or try to get that last thing that's dangling ahead of us, which is the fourth place. the fucking mighty fourth place trophy just to ensure Champions League football because that's all we have left. I don't know. I mean, I'm still confident that we'll get it, but I mean, it's just things are shaky.
Beginning of the year, though, what did you think we were due? Fourth place? Fourth. Champions League knockout stage?
I said third would be best. Fourth place. Yeah.
Maybe we'd get a cup. That was it. Something. So only one of those things did we not do, really.
Yeah, I wanted to make the quarterfinals of the Champions League. That was it for me, like 1-3.
I want to, but not with this squad.
I mean, I don't know. You get a different opponent, it could have been different.
Yeah, the only other opponents we would get are the better opponents, which aren't very many.
There were not many better opponents right. than Bayern Munich, okay? What, we could have got Dortmund, which now looks almost better than Munich. You know, and they're still sitting pretty. Look like they're going to go through. And then, what, Barcelona? I mean, so there wasn't
much.
They
said that, you know, it's a possibility that almost all the Spanish teams could go out this round.
That's interesting. After right. all four progressed.
Right. After all four progressed, they're all behind or even.
Right. It'd be interesting to see. I'd say at least, I don't know, I think one will go through. Only one. I don't know if it's Real or Barcelona. It's going to be one of those two.
Yeah, I don't know. A couple of weeks till we find out.
Yeah, we got a couple of weeks. But there'll be a lot coming up. And so, I mean, it's really come down to it's time to perform for the squad because there's not much more time left. You said 13 matches left, right, in the league?
Something like
12,
that.
13, something right around there. And, I mean, there's not a lot left. And it's really going to come down to consistency right now. We got to beat Spurs. Just is what it is. But you got to beat the person that are in front of you. So this weekend, Villa, Benteke, and the rest.
Yeah. Albangahor?
Yeah, Albangahor. I don't know. Milner? <Just kidding. laughs> Oh, I know.
There's no excuse. Bench. Again, yeah, hey, there's no excuse to beat this team.
Right, exactly.
Handily at home.
Oh, God.
Cheer up, everybody.
Yeah, totally. So upbeat. Fuck it. 7-1. You heard it here first. Joseph says. He said if not, he'll buy you a beer. But you got to be here in person.
You got to come and get it.
You got to come get it.
Yeah.
So.
Get your ass on a plane.
Yeah. Get out here. Bask in the sunshine while you're stuck frozen indoors. We'll be here.
I'm going to go home and have some avocados.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to enjoy that bag of avocados I gave you? Yeah. Yeah. Sweet, guys.
Green flesh.
Should be good.
I'm all about the green flesh.
As you should be. Well, until next time, Joseph. We'll be back next week to break down the action. Hopefully, we'll be basking in the glory of a victory over our fierce foes from Birmingham, the not so mighty Aston Villa. We can put those Americans to the sword, right? Guzan,
that's right.
And Leha and all that.
I hope Guzan gets exhausted from bending over and picking up that ball out of the back of his net.
Yeah. We can only hope. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Joseph. You can follow Joseph on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. And we'll be back next week. Thanks.
And God is empty, just like me.